If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
That segment happens every Thursday at this time, and it's brought to you by our friends at Access. You'll find them at allaboutaccess.com. How are you today, Lou?
I am doing well. What a gorgeous day.
Oh, my gosh. Just absolute perfection. But everybody's still worried about what happened last week with the smoke and the heat, so here come some of those questions.
Yeah.
On hot days, my air conditioner runs fine in the morning. It runs and clicks off. However, later in the day, it runs constantly and only clicks off if I bump off the thermostat. Is this normal?
Well, you know, it really all depends on the location of your home. In other words, do you have like a western or southern exposure where, you know, maybe parts of the house are getting blasted with the sun and that's causing the temperature to rise, you know, in the home? My guess is that's probably what it is. What I would do is a test. I've given this advice when it's really, really hot, although today it's not terrible and we don't have a lot of high humidity, but, move that switch from auto to fan on and let that run for, you know, 24 hours and see if it improves. If it does, then my guess is it's probably something to do with the heat gain of the location of the house and how the sun hits it.
Another said they were out of town during all the smoke. Did that have impact on the AC filters? Translation, Lou, do I need to put a new one in now?
Yeah, I mentioned this with you last week, mm-hmm. that once we got through this, and I don't know that we're through this yet, but, you know, it certainly was pretty substantial for several days, even weeks. I would go ahead and swap them out, and I've mentioned this before. I've changed my tune on when it comes to pleated filters. I want you to use pleated filters, and I think that people should be changing them monthly because it does help with the indoor air quality in our homes.
Okay. Hey, Lou, I have to replace my siding and windows. There's a possibility I may end up using two different companies. I'm going to start getting quotes for both replacements soon. If I end up going with two separate companies, which should be done first, siding or windows?
Windows first, and then, you know, you'll probably do some type of capping and J-channel around, capping of the windows, and then the siding company will come and do the siding afterwards, put in the appropriate flashing and what's called J-channel around each windows. But windows first, siding second.
And when do we start to, are we up to date now in the middle of the summer with everything we needed to do to keep our home running and operating efficiently? Like, we should have already done air conditioners, all that kind of stuff. Anything else that we should be looking around the house this weekend and checking out?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Hopefully you already did an AC clean and check. But if people are struggling like that first question you had about, you know, it doesn't run right in the afternoon and you didn't get your AC inspected, I would still do it now. I own rental properties and actually I have a tech out there right now doing the service as part of an annual plan. And, you know, if they've got to add a little refrigerant, if they've got to check filters, do any cleaning, it's still not a bad idea to get that done because I don't think we're done with the heat. We're still in July, and we've got all of the rest of this month, August, and, you know, September can be warm, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always paid for that VIP service when I was a single mom, and they would just come three times a year. I found it to be a pretty wise investment.
I like that whole idea, because I think that it's one of the things that people just forget to do. And, you know, it was whether you signed up through the gas company or the electric company, they had these services. It was part of your monthly bill. They tacked on a little bit to it, but they would come out, they would inspect it, they'd clean it. And it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Is Lou locked in? Because we're going to go to line one and talk to Sally. Sally's got a question for you. So here you go, Sally. What's your question for Lou?
Hi. So my question is, I have a six flat and I have a steam boiler for the heat. In the summertime, when the heat is not working, is there something preventative that I can do to make my boiler last longer?
Well, with a steam boiler, you know, it's a sealed system. And so just regular maintenance on it would be wise to do. And, you know, in the early fall before you kick it back on, just to make sure that water pressures within the system are right. Any seals, any, you know, there's a bleeder on every radiator that should be checked and inspected. That's regular maintenance. Those old steam boilers are basically bulletproof, but there is a little bit of maintenance just to make sure that it runs right.
And Lou, what's on the show this weekend?
This weekend, we're talking with a company that is called the Little Pool Company. If you've ever wanted a swimming pool and you don't have a ton of space, they deliver this thing, and you can be swimming in your new in-ground swimming pool in under 2 days.
Wow. Wow. I think I had some friends in North Carolina do this, where they literally, they had to bring a crane in and lift it over their house because it was a pretty tight yard, but they were able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
Fun. All right, we'll be listening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.
That's Lou with Lisa. You will hear him Saturday morning at 6. That whole pool thing sounds kind of good, because on Sunday I think we're going to be well back into the 90s again.